Are you going to announce the show like you used to back in the old days? And it was so exciting.
Yes.
Excuse me. Right.
I think you should do it and make people think that you're Lisa, Chris.
Hi. No, I can't do it. Come on. I'll sound like Lisa. No.
That's your like any other person voice, isn't it?
Hey.
You sound like Ross. You sound like Ross from Monster Inc.
I have a little bit of a cold, so
Wazowski, welcome to Mouse Chat.
Welcome to Mouse Chat, suckers.
Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. Today we have Chris Wood. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing awesomely.
And we have Bob Angelo.
Hey. How's it going?
We're doing good. And tonight, we don't have Lisa and Lauren. Lisa and Lauren are actually over at the other park. They're doing like a four-day tour with some agents from Pixie Vacations as well. Yes, Chris?
Actually, Lauren's down there for a cheerleading competition.
Oh, that's right. Lauren's
She's
over there
not
for
cheerleading. Her kids are. Although, I would pay money for that.
Yes.
That sounded wrong.
So you just have the three of us on this show. And But we've got a good topic. We're going to talk about the best of 2013 and looking forward to 2014. So, pretty good topic. So, Bob, do you want to kick us off with your best of?
Oh, sure. My best of 2013 event in the theme parks for Disney was the Villains, Friday the 13th Villains event.
Yes.
At Disney Hollywood Studios. And clearly, it was such a huge success because lots of people even had trouble getting into the park that night. So overwhelming response. But basically, what Disney did for Limited Time Magic is keep the park open until 1 a.m. for their witching hour, the 13th hour. And they brought out a whole bunch of rarely seen villains for meet and greets some of them I don't think I've seen in years.
Yeah, there was the bowler hat guy from Meet the Robinsons, who I don't think I've ever seen. And then there was Oogie Boogie.
Right.
And then there was a bunch of other ones. It was pretty cool. Right.
Yeah. Hades? I don't think I've ever seen Hades in the park. So that was cool. They did a great stage show. Lots of fun the whole night. And then, of course, capped off the evening with an amazing fireworks show that just, I mean, it went on and on and on. And just when you thought it was over, they came out with more. And probably one of the best fireworks shows I think I've ever seen Disney put on.
Yeah. It was like grand finale after grand finale. It just was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was awesome. So although it was crowded and it wasn't without its hiccups. I mean, there were plenty of long lines. And like I said, people had trouble getting on buses and getting into the parking lot. And there were some headaches there, but that was huge. I mean, people loved it. And it was free. I mean, it was free with park admission. So totally worth it. And Disney did a great job with that. And I hope they bring it back.
Yeah. I think lesson learned is, yeah, they definitely underestimated everything. So when they do it next time, they should be able to do it right. Because, yeah, they were closing food carts as people were waiting in lines forever just to get popcorn or a drink, or they were running out of food. They had definitely underestimated everything. So when they do it next time, it should be a good event, and they should probably do it at a bigger park or do it after they expand the park.
Ah, there you go.
Chris, what'd you think of the villains?
I agree with Bob. I thought the fireworks were pretty impressive. It was extremely crowded, but we had a great night.
Yeah, we had a great night despite all that. It was amazing. We managed to get on stuff. We got to do the VIP party for Fantasmic, and then we got to see the fireworks just as we were leaving. So it worked out, even though it was crazy crowded. I've never seen crowds like that.
Well, that park doesn't handle crowds very well anyway.
Yeah, everything was just jammed.
Yeah, but it was good. And sometimes you just, you know, I mean, it was nice to experience it.
Chris, what's your best of 2013?
My best of has to be when California Grill reopened.
Oh, yeah, you were crazy for that.
I was. I was really excited. That's always been my favorite place to eat at Walt Disney World. And they didn't disappoint me. I thought it turned out really well. I loved how it looked inside. I thought it looked, you know, very modern and updated. And the food was fantastic. And, of course, I got to eat with all of you. So that was special.
And you've been back. I know you've been back. Like, I don't even know how many times.
I went, what, three times so far?
I don't know.
And, you know, it's funny because I'm going down at the end of the month and I'm only going one night. And I was thinking to myself, oh, gosh, I'm going to miss it because we're going to Victoria and Albert's finally. Mm-hmm. And I actually really would prefer to go to California Grill almost. So.
So why was it the best of 2013? What did you like about it?
I just thought they did such a good job with it. And I think it's nice to have a really grown up restaurant, you know, right there in Disney World. I think, I don't know. I think the menu is probably the best on property as far as the signatures go. And, I don't know. You can't beat that view. I was sad. It was down for 9 months. So I was pretty sad that it was, not open for so long.
All right, Bob, anything on California Grill?
I tend to agree with Chris. And look at this. Two times of the night, we're agreeing with each other.
That's special. It's because Lisa's not here.
It's a sign of the apocalypse.
It is.
I mean, I guess California Grill was starting to look a little bit tired. But I've never...
It looked awful. It looked like a Cheesecake Factory.
I mean, I guess I didn't think it was really bad. It's one of those places that I guess you don't realize how bad it was until... You saw how great it looked when it reopened, and then you're like, wow, this is so much nicer. I think it looks a lot more open now in a lot of ways. And I love the that they added an extra viewing area on the other side. So, you know, another balcony so more people can go out there and watch fireworks from it and take in the views on what is that, the south side, I guess, of the park. Really, really just love that. And I the menu is definitely different. And I like it overall. I do like it. I think some of the stuff is just okay on there.
What don't you love? Come on.
I mean, some of those desserts to me seem, I don't know, just kind of cutesy more than wholesome or yeah. I mean, they're going for cute factor versus anything else, I guess.
Yeah, like the little thing with the Coke and the popcorn.
Yeah,
and
people
are
like, oh,
it was
look at
cutesy.
The...
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, look at the little Coke float. Like, yeah, look at it. You're paying $13 for that. You know.
I know.
But no, I mean, I love that they're trying to keep it fresh. I like they're trying to do different things. I like that they're talking about rotating the menu, taking things off and changing things with seasons. I love all that. It's no surprise that it's quickly become even probably more popular than it already was.
Right.
Yeah, it's hard to get in.
Like I had somebody just the other day, you know, and it's a few months out for their trip, not able to get in. And I told them about eating in the lounge, which we did, I guess, last month. But yeah, there's so many nice touches. And I was going to say, when you were talking about the changes they made, I love that they have those two big tables with that seat 10 each. That's just sort of a nice thing to add.
Yes. And one of the best views in the whole restaurant too.
Yeah. And yeah, a cozy sort of booth seating, I think is really cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So mine, I have the Grand Floridian DVC for my best of 2013. And Chris and I, and I can't remember, we went with a couple other people. We went with Brett. That's right. We went over and we took a tour, and it's amazing. Like the other DVCs are really, really nice. And like, especially Animal Kingdom, I think was the last one that I really toured and liked and stayed in some of the rooms that were phenomenal. But the Grand Floridian one just takes it to the next level. It does. Beautiful crown moldings. And then it's got like a full kitchen with the refrigerator, like some crazy three-drawer refrigerator that's all got wood paneling on it and some what kind of like a Viking stove or something in there.
Oh yeah, they have a Viking. Is it a Viking range? I don't know if it's Viking. I think
maybe
it's a Gen Air.
There it is. That's what it is.
Oh,
it's
that's a brand.
Yes.
Okay, it's a brand. I would
say. What? No, there's a guy.
There's a Viking there. He cooks your food.
Well, yeah. I was like, is it in the shape of like one of their ships? I'm like,
the bad thing is all you can get there is like, you know, raw meat, but you know.
Right.
Yes. But it's very, very, very well done. They've thought of everything. They, instead of like, there's like a, not like an armoire, but there's a big kind of
dresser.
It's like
a fold-out bed.
Yeah, and it turns into, it looks like a dresser, but it's an actual fold-out bed, and it folds out into a little bed, super easy. And then it's got a nice painting on the inside for the kids, like Mary Poppins or Dumbo, depending on what they're
sleeping.
And
the nice thing about that bed is it's actually a twin-size mattress. So it's not like the fold-outs at Port Orleans Riverside, which are probably not appropriate for anyone over 12. These are, you know, an adult could stay in there. Maybe not Steve and Bob, but, you know, an adult.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it seems to me that, and don't you feel like with every DVC that Disney builds, they are listening to guest feedback and improving upon design and what they do with like each
this
inception?
This one's definitely the cream of the crop. And then the price point is, you know, is definitely up there too. But I mean, you're looking like right over the water. They're right there on the water. You can see the castle from a bunch of them. They're right next to that existing pool and that play area with the water play areas right out the back. So it's got a good location. You can park there. They've got a valet bellman or a bellman right there, covered drop-off area. It's real close to the Grand Floridian, and it's got a covered walkway that takes you over there to get to the monorail. And it's like just steps away. And the lobby is just beautiful. They've got a penguin fountain in there that's really intricate, and they've got fresh cut flowers and giant chandeliers. It's definitely, I think, the nicest DVC lobby up there with the one over at Kidani with the different theming, though. And even the bathrooms in the rooms have TVs built into the mirrors. They've got like two-way mirrors, and the TVs are behind the mirrors.
That's cool.
It's pretty cool. And the one bedroom, we saw a studio. And the studio had... Doesn't the studio sleep six, Chris? It's got...
It's five.
Or it sleeps five, which is the only one, I guess, that sleeps five?
Yes.
And the bathroom was nice. It had like a broken out... It had like two doors to get into the bathroom. I think maybe the sink area was separated or something. And then a really nice curved seating area in the one bedroom in the kitchen with lots of seating. And little places to like store kids' toys and stuff like inside the furniture that like lifted up, little cubby holes and stuff to tuck stuff away. And then instead of a jacuzzi tub, they've got like a champagne bubble tub, like a cloth.
It's not a champagne bubble tub.
I don't know. It's like a what is it? It's like a bubble.
What kind of world are you living
it
in?
It was. And they had...
It's a champagne bubble tub.
Yeah, and they had
it
all...
It is a bubble tub.
It's a bubble tub.
It's not like some creepy like... Champagne. I don't know. That just sounds creepy.
Pour it in there.
The room comes with CeeLo Green singing to you.
Yeah.
It's a clawfoot. It's a clawfoot tub, like an old
tub. It is
time
a clawfoot
claw
tub with little
tub.
Bubbles that come up.
And the bubbles come up like,
there's nothing
like
champagne
little champagne
about
bubbles.
It. Good Lord.
When's the last time you had a glass of champagne? Remember, there's supposed to be bubbles in there.
I don't ever drink champagne. Tried some at Paolo. It was awful. For the brunch. Anyway.
Brunch, yes. You should get a mimosa. Anyways, yes, it was very good.
Okay.
But it was
it
very, very,
awesome.
Very nice. So, and Chris is going to go probably right after this podcast comes out. Chris will be staying there. Where are you going to be staying?
Just one night. I'm going to stay one night, courtesy of Jesse, who is our friend, who he and a couple of his friends have a grand villa, which is a 3-bedroom. They have it for a week between Christmas and New Year's. So I'm just going to stay one night. That's when I'm going down for Victoria and Albert. So that should be exciting.
I bet there's champagne by that tub.
You know what?
You're gonna be right.
I have to tell
I'm going to be
something.
Right.
I'm totally taking a bath in that tub. Unless, because it is a bunch of guys there before me, unless they make it disgusting, and then I'm not going near it. Because, I mean, if you're DVC, you only get housekeeping once a week, right? If I don't hit it just right, it could be disgusting.
God, I'm gonna make sure I drive over the day before we get there.
No, you know what? I might come in there. That might be like an engine, you know, on a chain hanging up in the bathroom. I don't know what they're gonna be doing.
They're doing oil changes in the bathroom. Nice.
Yes.
But Bob, you're gonna go visit him, right? You're gonna go over there for New Year's Eve. I thought.
I am. Yeah, we're going over there for New Year's Eve. We're gonna check it out. So I'll get to see what it's like myself. And that's
are
I'm
you
gonna
spend the night there?
No. I
I want my bed to be as fresh as possible.
Hey, I didn't say I wouldn't roll in the sheets. I just said I wasn't going to spend the night.
If you do, don't tell me about it. I don't want to know.
All right, I'll leave notes. You know.
I was here before right. you.
I'm gonna write a note. I'm gonna fog up the mirror, and then I'm gonna write a note in it. So then, when you take a shower the next morning, it'll be there. I know what you did last summer. You know.
I might not even shower. I'm only gonna be there like 24 hours.
But no. So Donna and I are gonna go down there and check it out for New Year's Eve, and so we'll get to see it. And I'm very excited about that. I mean, it was one of the big things that happened at Disney in 2013. So.
Please don't lick anything.
I promise not to lick anything.
So if anybody's down there for, what is it, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, you guys will be there? All right.
We will be in the parks.
Say hello. They'll be tweeting. They'll be Facebooking. They'll be over in the champagne tub at the Grand Floridian DVC.
at different times.
Yes.
I hope there's Barry White playing while
there,
in the champagne
There could
tub.
Be. There's a he's And you could actually watch him in the mirror.
That's right, because they have a television in the mirror.
Yes.
You were really into that TV, Steve.
It's pretty cool. I want a TV in the mirror in my place.
Awesome. Well, all right. So 2013 brought all these exciting things to Disney, but what about next year?
So, Bob, what are you looking forward to for 2014? I know what Chris is looking forward to. So
yeah. Right, to so later. I'm not going to spoil that. I am actually looking forward to the new daytime parade at the Magic Kingdom.
Spring. Oh my God, I just rolled my eyes up so hard that it actually hurt my head.
When's it coming out?
All we know at this point is it is going to premiere spring of 2014. But it's called Festival of Fantasy and features all new floats. Because I can't stand the Celebrate Today parade.
Oh, that's what I was just going to say. I was going to say the only reason I'm looking forward to it is because I hate whatever that thing is that they spin it around the hub over and over again, like every hour.
No, wait, that's not the same one though, right? That's the Move It, Shake It.
I hate the Move It, Shake It thing. Well, they got rid of the other one. They got rid of the three.
I can't stand the parades that they have, especially with, and I hate to make the comparison, especially with what you see at Disneyland. Disneyland has an awesome daytime parade. So this promises really new intricate looking floats, new costumes, and an all new original soundtrack. With an all-new parade theme song. So if I don't have to hear celebrate today, like over and over again while all those, you know, people wave their arms, I won't miss it. So I am looking forward to seeing what they can do with that. We haven't had a new daytime parade for a while in Magic Kingdom, so
yes.
That'll be fun.
That'll be cool. Mm-hmm. Chris?
I'm looking forward to the new menu that's coming out at Hoop-Dee-Doo
Review. You are not...
No, that's I just made that up. I don't.
I was gonna say, wow, that was totally not what I thought you.
Yeah,
did.
No. Well,
new ribs.
Because I'm slightly obsessed. I'm looking forward to Seven Dwarfs Mine Train ride opening. Because also, not only is it going to be exciting to see the theming, but because I'm such a chicken on rides,
yeah,
I think it's going to be like super scary and exciting.
For you, that's what I was thinking. I thought you might be disappointed, but for you, it might be just right. It might be just your age level.
Yeah, like your daughters will be on it and they'll be like, yeah, this is great, thanks. And I'll be like,
You'll be like holding your kids in. Oh, here comes the scary part.
Oh, you know I will too. So.
And the very, so, very, very nice.
I know we've talked about, you know, when we think it's going to be opening, but that'll probably be spring too, 2014. So maybe around the same time as the parade.
Yes.
Wow. I don't know. We'll have to see. You know, I don't even know what I'm looking forward to in 2014.
Maybe a nap.
Oh, I would love a nap, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know what... Because Downtown
Disney...
You didn't
do your homework for this?
You know, Downtown Disney's not going to be done. Avatar's way, way, way out.
Hmm.
There's just not...
Well, what about other theme parks in the area?
I would like,
well,
you
is
know,
is there a new spa menu that you might be interested in trying, Steve?
There might be. You know, Lisa is over at Universal now, and like right when this podcast started, she called me, and they are having an amazing time. And the hotels, she's like, yeah, the hotels are gorgeous, and they've just done all the hotels today, and tons of food, and they were getting more food as I was talking. And when they saw the rooms that have the Despicable Me with the beds that are shaped like bombs, and she sent me a picture of those, so they look super cute. So I'm kind of excited to get over to Universal because, God, it's been 10, 11 years since I've been over there. And they're spending 4 days there, so she'll be able to take me to the highlights. And hopefully we'll get some media access because she's going to try to talk to them about that as well.
Oh, that would be... That would be fantastic, yes.
And then we could do the new hotel that's opening up here shortly, the Value Hotel and the new Wizarding World of Harry Potter expansion and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, this year I'm kind of looking forward to that to see, you know, what they have and how they've done theming and what they've done right and what could be improved and just to compare. I like to do that when I go to all the different Disney parks, and I would like to compare them to Universal on some of the new stuff too.
Is there anything opening in Paris that you might get to see?
Oh, I get to go maybe May, and when I go in May and June, the new Ratatouille ride, it's opening in quote unquote 2014, but they haven't said when. So I'm kind of there in the middle. So I'm hoping it's open for May, June, and it's a dark ride. It's over at Walt Disney Studios, which is like Hollywood Studios. And it's kind of over by the new Toy Story area, which is like an outdoor kids ride area, but it's, you know, it's got like little street cobblestone streets just like in Paris, which is down the road, so that's kind of odd, but
down the road.
I know, it's like, look, I'm in
you
Paris
town. It's okay,
it's like I'm in Paris and I just came from Paris, so it's weird, but yeah, so I wonder how that'll go over. And then they have,
you know what I would what I'd also like to see in 2014, just to stop all of the speculation and the rumors.
Yes.
I would love to get confirmation from Disney of a major park project, not Avatar Land,
I know,
or changes to Animal Kingdom, some of which look very interesting, but are years away, as you said, Steve. Yes. I'd like them to announce what is going on with Disney Hollywood Studios, because we're hearing so many different types of rumors, and everybody's always asking us, is Cars Land coming? Well, no, they pretty much took that off the table. Is, you know, Star Wars Galaxy, are they closing Buena Vista Street? Is this the last year for Osborne? And the honest answer is we don't know, but all these rumors aren't helping. So
yeah, when they did Disney California Adventure, they did the big announcement and the, you know, they had the big model. And it was a multi-year project, but you got to see all the cool stuff that was on its way. And then you got to watch it being built every time you went out there. And they did an amazing job. So it'd be nice to see what they have planned, kind of their long-term plan, and watch it come piece
right.
by piece.
Even if they say it's going to, you know, we're going to start this year and it'll take 5 years or whatever, at least you know, okay, it's out there and they're working on it, you know. And to see the gradual changes take place, kind of like what we saw at California Adventure. So here's hoping.
All right. Anything else for 2014? So that'll wrap it up for this week's show. You can follow us on mousechat.net, or you go to iTunes and you can subscribe to us there. And the show is sponsored by Pixie Vacations. If you're going to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Adventures by Disney, just give Pixie Vacations a call or go to pixievacations.com. You might even find Bob, Lauren, or Chris over there to book your next trip. If you have questions, go to mousechat.net or comments at mousechat.net, and we'll talk to you here next time on Mouse Chat.